Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport coming from Inside Out Style to answer your colour and style questions. My lucky dip today. First question comes from Kim. She says, how do I get to be more adventurous with my styling? And I think this is an interesting question because if you want to be more adventurous, that's great. If you're thinking you should be more adventurous because other people are more adventurous with their style, maybe this is not the right thing for you to do. I think it's really important to know is this your personality or is this just because you're thinking I should be more like other people? So this is an interesting question to ask yourself before you do go and start changing your style. So if you want to add more interest in, one way is to look for patterns that you really love. Patterns automatically make an outfit a bit more interesting because they have some dimension and some interest to them. So therefore I'd go like maybe think about finding a pattern top or something like that. But I always find with patterns, you have to love the pattern. If you don't love the pattern, it'll become one of those garments that really you don't wear much in your wardrobe because you're not loving it. So I think it's really important to go, like to be, when you see the pattern, to go, oh, I just love that pattern. It's beautiful. I think it's gorgeous, all that sort of stuff. There are, of course, many tips on choosing patterns. And of course, you can head over to the blog and find out some of those as well. But that is something to consider is this pattern one that really loves, you know, that I love. Just because other people are wearing stripes, if stripes are not your thing, don't go for them. Or florals or leopard print or whatever the pattern is. A pattern is massively personal, but easy way to add some interest to your outfit. Another thing could be to think about what accessories are you using? Are you wearing miniature accessories? Huge accessories? No accessories? So even just adding a few accessories can make a big difference. Even just things like a ring and a little bracelet can just make your outfit more interesting and more stylish. So that could be something to think about. Like, are you adding accessories, scarves, belts, hats, glasses, hair accessories? I mean, the list goes on and on. Interesting shoes. So looking at what accessories you're using and how you are using them, maybe get a little bit of inspiration rather than piling everything on all at once, particularly if you've not been wearing any. This is where start with baby steps. I never used to accessorize with anything that wasn't miniature. And then as I started going into the larger scale accessories, I just started with a really, you know, it's slightly larger, then slightly larger, then slightly larger, till I don't even notice I'm wearing a massive necklace. But, you know, provides a bit of interest for my outfit. So with accessories, of course, again, you want to love them. They need to be something that excites you and that makes you happy. Just an accessory for the sake of it, if it's not something you particularly like, then again, if it's not appealing to your own aesthetic, I think that's really important. And some people are small, delicate, dainty accessory people and other are larger accessory people. Now, larger accessories are much better at creating more interest and style to your outfit when you're wearing plain garments. So if you really don't like patterns, and some people don't like patterns, then larger accessories have a greater place potentially in your style. But if you really quite like some patterns, then smaller accessories, you don't need as much, you know, accessory to make that outfit more interesting. But I always think with any change, any wholesale change to your style, it's go in baby steps. Look around for inspiration, whether it's Instagram, Pinterest, you know, street style of celebrities. I mean, you can Google, you know, all sorts of stuff. Just anything you are after, Google it. And you will find lots and lots of images. Go into Google Images or go into Pinterest. Great places to get inspiration from. And start looking at what they are doing and then just pick one little thing. So rather than overwhelming yourself with lots of stuff, pick one little thing because often one thing is enough. Otherwise, you can feel too uncomfortable. And this is again to where something like my Evolve Your Style Challenge comes in because it is just one small thing each day. It's not about doing 10 style challenges at once. I really like my Evolvers to do just one challenge a day because it helps you focus on that aspect, what you like or dislike about it, versus if you've done lots of things, you might not be as aware about you know, if you didn't love the outfit at the end of the day, you might be putting it down to all the things and the challenges rather than just one aspect of that. So I would say just one little thing a day, and over 30 days, you'll start to have really experimented and found out much more about what you do and don't like. So there are some little thoughts about how to kind of improve and upgrade and be more adventurous. But not everybody has a personality for truly adventurous. And so I think, you know, pattern mixing may be too much, but maybe texture mixing may be for you. There are so many different things you can think about with style. So it is really up to you and your personality about how you want to go. But I do think, you know, starting with something like a style challenge is a great way to experiment, try lots of different things and see which direction you want to go in. Okay. Next question comes from Laura, who says, how do I narrow down what works for me? There's so many options in stores and I get overwhelmed by all the choices. And I know my mother said the same sort of thing to me as well. And she'll even say things like, you know, I won't shop in department stores because I'm just overwhelmed. There's just too much out there. So the first place to start is with a color palette. Honestly, this is the fastest way of whittling down all the options out there so that you don't get overwhelmed. So you're reducing your choices. And there is a thing called decision fatigue. We find it exhausting. Our brains find it exhausting. And we're making millions of decisions every day, as well as what we have to wear. And if we are shopping and when we've got all this choice, decision fatigue can set in very quickly. So color palette is the easiest way because what it does is it reduces the available decisions to you very, very quickly. Then number two from that is knowing your things like your ideal value. So how light or dark your overall outfit should be, because that also reduces down those potential possible decisions. Because our ideal value, which is colors in the depth or lightness of our hair color, is something that makes a big difference to your overall look, whether you go more lighter clothes if you have lighter hair or darker clothes if you have darker hair. So that's another thing you can consider. Then if you are still like going, well, there's all these other clothes and they're in great colors, things like what's my body shape? What flatters my figure? What do I really care about as far as figure flattery go? Which textures suit me? There's lots and lots of different aspects of style. And this is what we cover in my 7 Steps of Style program, is all these kind of style fundamentals. So you actually narrow down this massive choices down to what works for you. And then you can make decisions from there. It makes it so much easier. Because otherwise, we walk into the change room with, you know, however many things, we try things on and we're not even sure what we're looking at. And maybe we've not chosen the best things to take into the change room. That is very easy to do. And then we walk out with whatever is like, it'll do or okay. Or then we get overwhelmed and we just buy nothing. So that is the other thing. Either people take a lot of stuff home that doesn't work and end up with a wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear, or they have an empty wardrobe because they just get overwhelmed in the stores and either avoid shopping or buy nothing all the time. And then everything they've got is wearing out and they just feel paralyzed about where to start. So that would be places I would think about starting. That is going to help you. The more you know about your style and have your own personal style guidelines, then the easier it is to actually start shopping and finding those things. And then you can go online and actually find them, you know, what actually suits you. Often doing some pre-research before you go shopping is also really great. Like just go onto the retailers that you're planning on going to's website and have a look at what they've got and see if there's anything there you want to specifically go and have a look at. Because often in a, you know, we're looking at it online, we can just go, I'm looking for blouses. And then I will just go in and look at all the blouses and I can either say there's something there for me or there's nothing there for me. So I don't even have to walk into the store if I feel like there's nothing there for me at the moment. So that is something else you can do to help you reduce that number of decisions you have to make and that overwhelm that can so easily come as well. And of course, the last thing that I think is truly essential when you are shopping is understanding what is your personal style recipe. So this is something that only you can decide, but having that style recipe makes making choices so much easier because it is an expression of your personality. Know what is right versus what is wrong for you. So that, of course, too, is inside my 7 Steps to Style program. And also I've got lots of blog posts about finding style recipes, which you can head over to the blog and just search up style recipe. And you will find lots and lots of information there on how to find your style recipe as well. So there you go, just a few little thoughts about dealing with that overwhelm and how to avoid it. Really, knowledge is power. And so getting yourself a really good color and style education makes all the difference, because then you are not wasting that precious time and energy on all the stuff that doesn't work for you. Okay, last question today comes from Ava, who says, where do I find nice pieces at affordable prices? Now, I mean, this is one of those how, you know, long is a piece of string kind of questions, because one person's affordable is somebody else's cheap and it's somebody else's too expensive. So it is one of those things. It's very hard for me to say, well, this is where you should shop, because I don't know what affordable means to you. And, you know, that's a very difficult question. But, you know, I kind of think that if you are down the more budget end of the world, you know, nicer pieces, often you can get them on sale. So instead of, you know, shopping at full price, it's worthwhile just keeping a note of stuff. And these days, many stores, if you spy something you like, you can go in, try it on, and then go into the, you know, store website, have an account, and put it into your wish list. And when it goes on sale, then potentially it becomes more affordable for you and you can buy it. You can snap it up because you've already made a decision about it. You can also go to things like places like factory outlets and stuff too, which have, you know, the nicer clothes at more affordable prices. You can go to the kind of discount department stores as well. I mean, there's so many places to shop and there's so many sales. Honestly, everything's on sale all the time these days. So really, I would just think it's about shopping strategically, knowing what it is that you want. Just like I was talking about with, you know, defining your style, the more you know about that, the better choices you make. And then you can know when something's going to be great and it's worth spending a bit more money on. It's better to have one great piece that's a bit more expensive than two cheap pieces that really are doing nothing for you or you end up not wearing. So this is often too where affordability comes in, is often it can be because we're worried about making expensive mistakes, so we'd rather just buy cheap things, and then it doesn't feel as painful when we realize it's a mistake. And I do find that when you really know, when you've got that style education, you tend to find that because you know what really works, you know if you're going to spend more money, that this is a great piece and it's going to fit in your wardrobe, you know what your wardrobe gaps are, all those sorts of things. Having that knowledge means that you're much less likely to make a mistake. Also do things like look at, you know, return policies and stuff like that, that if you are a bit worried, if you want to buy something you think it's right, but you need to take it home and just try it on again with the things in your wardrobe, make sure it's a place you can potentially take it back to and get a refund. Also worth checking out as well. So they're just a few little tips for shopping and style. And please do keep sending me your style questions. If you do want to get that style education, hop on over to my 7 Steps to Style program, sign up, and you will start learning immediately as we get your style sorted out as well. Thank you so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.